A law is a principle based on the predictable consequence of an act. And confession in Greek is homologia, which means to say what has been said or to say what God has said. So I say, okay, now how am I going to put this in a song? How am I going to, at the same time, make it something that people will play? But I got to get this message here. And I was like, now I got to think about this, and I got to think about this. And one day it just came to me, and God gave it to me. And it started out with the verse saying, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word out the mouth of God. And it went, and I went on and it says, there's a formula for your confession that can help you live your best life. Then I go on and I said, a law is simply a principle based on the predictable consequence of an act. Confession in Greek is homologio, which means to say what has been said. So I sum up my verse by saying, there is a law for confession. You just say what God has said. And I said, and now, okay, now I need a chorus. I need what we call a hook, God. And I say, I need to make it simple because this is kind of deep. Speak the word is as plain as that. Speak the word. So, you know, the thing about it is when you start saying a predictable consequence, I think we've always been taught that when you hear the word consequence, it's negative. But consequence is positive or negative. It's just results. And I'm saying all of that to say is that if you are sick, you confess, by his stripes I am healed. That's how you make this law work for you. On the days when you feel weak, you say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's how you make this law of confession work. On the days when you're facing corporate giants and people that's much bigger than you, you say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's how you make this confession work for you. Oh, I got any believers out here? So I just took all of that and I put it in a song. I hope it blesses you like it has blessed me. This thing really works, and I promise you, it has taught me to guard every word I say. And the one thing, the reason why I say that is because there's a place in the book where Pastor Winston said, you know, over time, we've trained our spirits not to believe our words anymore. It's because we were meant to say what we were going to say. And it's so odd because nowadays, we use negative words to talk about great things. And singers, I'm really talking to y'all, because anytime somebody's really singing a song good, we always say she was killing it. She was killing it. They were killing. A negative word for something great. And he said, over time, and he wasn't even being deep, he just said, over time, our spirits don't know whether to believe our words or not. Therefore, we don't get consequences because we've been using the wrong words for the right thing. So it's time that we get back to saying the right word for the right thing, and you will see some results. Just look at somebody and say, speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. All right, we're going to do this. Toby and Blanche are going to come and do this with me. This is called the law of confession.